USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says at least 64 people are dead after tornadoes struck the state over the weekend. The Democratic governor saying tens of thousands of homes are without power due to the storms.
We think we have about 30,000 Kentucky homes that are without power.
There is no timetable for power to be restored as rubble and debris are still being cleared. Oxford High School murder suspect Ethan Crumbly appeared in a Michigan court for a probable cause conference. Appearing remotely, the 15-year-old dressed in an orange jumpsuit would only answer yes when asked if he understood the proceedings. The hearing is set to lay the groundwork for a preliminary hearing on December 20th when a judge will determine if there's enough evidence to send him to trial. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The White House is continuing to push for the Build Back Better plan. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying they want to see the president's Build Back Better agenda get passed into law as soon as possible, much like Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer does.
Leader Schumer continues to press forward with getting this done, making progress in advance of Christmas, and we're fully supportive of that.
Biden's set to talk to Democratic Senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, this afternoon. It's been exactly 1 year since the first coronavirus vaccine was released. The first doses of the Pfizer vaccine were rolled out on December 13, 2020. COVID-19 has killed more than 300,000 Americans. Hospitals were turning away sick people, and the outlook for Christmas was anything but joyous. The CDC saying as of this week, more than 237 million Americans have gotten at least one vaccine dose. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
An indoor mask mandate is back in effect in one state.
New York Interim Governor Kathy Hochul has issued a mask mandate in New York starting today. Republican New York City Councilman Joe Borelli on Fox News points out this is a knee-jerk reaction and not based on science.
The crazy part is that we'll see this being enforced in New York City where there's absolutely no Omicron variant crisis going on whatsoever. The majority of the state is governed by Republicans, conservative upstate New York. Even on Long Island, you have a new county executive, Bruce Blakeman, who came out and said we're not going to enforce it. So in this case, the emperor has no clothes. The governor has no ability to actually enforce and institute these fines against people. So county executives are making the decision and realizing that their hospitals are not overloaded, that Omicron is not causing a run on hospitalizations or deaths, and that going to this knee-jerk reaction for mandates is actually counterproductive.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Convicted former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be back in court for a change of a plea hearing on Wednesday. It's in the federal civil rights case against him. Chauvin had previously pleaded not guilty in the case after he was found guilty for murdering George Floyd in a criminal trial earlier this year. Week 14 of the NFL season wraps up with the Arizona Cardinals hosting the Los Angeles Rams. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.